A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The Lord Jesus appointed 72 other disciples, whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and place he intended to visit. He said to them, "The harvest is abundant, but the laborers are few. So ask the master of the harvest to send out laborers for his harvest. Go on your way. Behold, I am sending you like lambs among wolves. Carry no money bag, no sack, no sandals, and greet no one along the way. Into whatever house you enter, first say, 'Peace to this household.' If a peaceful person lives there, your peace will rest on him. But if not, it will return to you. Stay in the same house and eat and drink what is offered to you, for the laborer deserves his pay. Do not move about from one house to another. Whatever town you enter and they welcome you, eat what is set before you. Cure the sick in it, and say to them, 'The kingdom of God is at hand for you.'" The Gospel of the Lord. We celebrate today the feasts of St. Paul's collaborators, co-workers, Timothy and Titus. And that's why really we have this reading from the Gospel according to Luke about evangelization, about preparation, about sending out 72 disciples. I want to call your attention first to just the closing of our gospel text, for there are so many lines within the gospel text that we might ponder that make us think in one way or another of how Jesus envisioned this mission on which he was sending the disciples. But after all is said and done, this is the message that you're to proclaim: the kingdom of God is at hand for you. In other words, the kingdom of God is close at hand, is nearby, is not far off, is almost here, however we might want to put it. And we can ask the question, how are we to understand this expression, kingdom of God? And just for a moment, I would like to suggest that often, most often really, when we find it in the synoptic writings, that we might get a better sense if we just substitute the word God. It's not as if the kingdom of God is something, but rather someone. And it's Jesus's almost colloquial way of speaking, a way of talking about God. When he, in the parables, will say so often, "To what shall we compare the kingdom of God?" Really, he's saying, "To what shall we compare God?" It's a very reverential, circumlocutional, if you will, way of speaking on Jesus' part, showing his Jewish reverence for the divine name. And so, yes, it is about God reigning and God's reign, and what it's like when we are all aligned to God. But in one sense, what Jesus is saying is, proclaim to them, God is at hand for you. Let us now go back to the beginning of the gospel text. The Lord Jesus appointed 72 other disciples, that is, further, more, not just the 12, but other disciples whom he sent ahead of him. It's interesting. Sometimes we might think that Jesus sent out these 72 to preach, to heal, to evangelize in his place. But no, it suggests rather that he's sending them on ahead before he gets there. The Lord Jesus appointed 72 other disciples whom he sent ahead of him in pairs to every town and places he intended to visit. In other words, all that they were to do and the instructions he gives about how they were to comport them, themselves is basically they're going into the towns and villages to prepare the way for him, to prepare in some sense that village, those people, those who might be receptive and those not, for the coming of Jesus Christ, who intends to evidently follow them and obviously will be fairly busy if he has 72 going to various towns and he's going to follow up on his own. But the message then becomes more focused. He sends them ahead where he intends to visit. He sends them ahead of himself, and what they are to say is, the kingdom of God is at hand, or God is at hand. In other words, is Jesus here talking about himself? They are to go ahead of him and prepare the way, and what they are to say is, God is at hand. God is close at hand. God's going to be coming after us. The kingdom of God is close, is near. In other words, is Jesus identifying himself here with the kingdom of God? Is he identifying himself with God? Is he saying to the 72, go ahead and prepare the way and let them know that God is coming? That is, that I'm coming, God's agent, God's spokesperson, God's prophet, or God himself, but I'm on the way. Powerful awareness, if that's what Jesus is asking of them. But then what is Jesus asking of us? For we too are to be numbered among the disciples. And what then would our mission be, other than also to prepare the way of the Lord, to be able to say, the Lord is close at hand? Yes, it might not be Jesus coming in the flesh. It may be Jesus coming through our celebration of the Eucharist, but also just the fact that Jesus is close at hand if we are open and receptive. And so our message cannot be too different from that of the 72, whom he sends out, we whom he sends out, to wherever we go, ahead of him, to proclaim his closeness, his nearness, his presentness, his almost being here-ness kind of thing. In other words, to be able to say to Jesus, we are yours, we are your followers, and to say to those to whom you send us, Jesus is close. Remember this, Jesus is close at hand. Whatever town you enter, and they welcome you, eat what's set before you, cure the sick, but say to them, Jesus is close at hand.